For the latest high school football news, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Sansone Jr., 66 Automall, 66 MVP in the Shore Sports Network, proud to support the teams and Shore Conference football. To enter to win a remote starter from 66 MVP, simply text MVP to 89,000. We're ready to start the second quarter here. Teams switch fields. Toms River South now driving towards the, Jackson Memorial driving towards the Toms River South school building. They'll have a second and nine from the 17-yard line of the Indians. Referee will blow the whistle.
And it was offside on South. Yes, it was.
Wow. Must have lined up offside. They hadn't even really run the play. Must have lined up right in the neutral zone.
Right. High school football, you cannot get back. Hate that rule. I think it should be changed.
As I do as well.
Been calling for that for, what, about 25 years?
So the third penalty already against Toms River South, and instead of a second and nine, it's a second and four. Ball sitting at about the 12-yard line for the Jaguars. DeMeo, this time to Golic. He's got a room up the middle. He'll have a first down and more and get it to about the five. Mike Golic, the sophomore, Ed, he has been incredibly impressive. 393 yards rushing on just 47 carries. He averages 8.4 a carry, and he scored five touchdowns as the second tailback.
Exactly. Backs up Vinny Lee, you know, and sometimes when you've got a couple of nice runners, kind of surprised that haven't seen Castronova in the game on offense yet.
First and goal from the five, DeMeo to Golic. He's going to go into the end zone just about untouched for a Jaguar touchdown. Mike Golic, the sophomore, on the second play of the second quarter, busts into the end zone, and the Jaguars have evened it up here.
Nice little stretch.
Extra point away from evening it up.
Stretch play. Calhoun will attempt the point here. Stretch play that time, Golic went in almost virtually untouched on the offensive right side.
Calhoun, 15 of 17 on extra point attempts this year. He'll try and even things up here. Good snap. Ball spotted down. Kick is up, and that kick is good. And with 11:25 left in the second quarter, the Jaguars have evened things up at 7. We'll keep it right here. So, Ed, each team's had the ball once. Two long, time-consuming drives, and they're both on the board.
Yeah, the Jaguar drive a little bit quicker than the Indian drive. That took about four, a little bit more than 4 minutes, but they score quickly in this second quarter. And, we could have some points here unless Jackson comes up in a way to try and stop Tymir Bury. You're going to score some points.
You know, you and I talking about it, we felt it was so important for South to get off to a good start. Coming off having lost two of their last three, probably confidence a little bit shaken. You know, you get behind a team like Jackson, they could just grind it and make it a long night for you. The Jaguars, though, as we've seen so many times for them, answered the call right away.
Threw one pass on that drive, a very important third down pass for the first down. Even though they got a penalty, a late hit on the penalty, it still was the first down. It was after the play. By the way, real quick, before the kickoff, Kevin, we want to welcome back Ron Sigg Sr. Been under the weather for a couple weeks here. He's back on the field tonight. Made practice a couple times during the week, but had a little bout with a tick and had a little case of, the flu and so on, and under the weather, but he's back healthy again.
Calhoun's kick will be taken by Green at about the 7-yard line. Khalil goes down to the right sideline, breaks one tackle, and will give a Indians a decent return there, and Toms River South will start at about their own 33-yard line. Pretty good kick return by Khalil Green, and the Indians will go on offense for the second time tonight. And we're tied at 7.
RBC has gotten a fumble on the Manalapan 25-yard line. So RBC in good shape, looking to make that one a two-score game.
They'll spot it at the 34. First and 10 for the Indians. Berry the quarterback, and Green is the lone tailback. Sosa and Kosh out on the wings. Both wide receivers wide to the left, to the long side of the field. Berry fakes the handoff. Now the pitch to Kosh. Good play that time, though, by Golic as he comes up from the safety spot and brought him right down in the backfield for a loss of about two, second down and 12.
Golic doing it on both sides of the football, scores the Jackson touchdown. That time, pitch assignment. When you play a team that runs the bone, the flex bone like the Indians do, or the flex read, actually, you play assignment football.
Berry this time hands off to Sosa on the jet sweep. He breaks one tackle, gets it outside, breaks another one. Pretty nice job by Tyler Sosa. There's Golic again, number eight, to make the stop, but he'll pick up a nice gain.
Just short
of the first down marker. Call it a long one. South comes right up to the line of scrimmage. Will not give Jackson any time to adjust. Third down, we'll call it a long one. Berry keeps it himself. He'll have the first down. He moves the pile. Good job by the Indian offensive line. Nice surge there. Berry actually pick up about four on that quarterback sneak.
Well, you don't see the Indians go under center too often. That time Berry did. Got up under his center and just kept the ball off over the right guard for easily 4 or 5 yards and the easy first down. So the Indians keep their drive going. First and 10 on their own 48-yard line.
Clock just goes under 10 minutes left in a fast-moving first half. We're tied at 7. Berry will call the signals again, both sides. Takes the snap, hands the green up the middle, and he's got a big gain. He's got a 40, 30, 20. Can he go all the way? 10, Khalil Green, touchdown, no flags. Indians, go ahead.
I don't know what Green did there, Kevin. Did you see that? He stopped on about the 3-yard line and sort of like walked into the end zone. Took a pretty good shot from, who was that? Aaron Currit, who was chasing him. But just got into the end zone and scored. He fumbled after he had crossed the end zone.
A 53-yard, officially a 53-yard touchdown run for Khalil Green. His fourth of the season. First time they've run it up the middle and had a hole. And, I mean, they had a big hole, broke one tackle. Here's Schiffer to add the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. The kick is good. And with 9:30 left in the second quarter, Toms River South 14, Jackson Memorial 7. We'll step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Kevin Williams and Ed Sarluka from Detweiler Stadium, where Toms River South gives the home fans something to cheer about. Their second consecutive scoring drive to open this one. Khalil Green, a 53-yard run. 14-7 Toms River South with the lead over the Jackson Memorial Jaguars. Schiffer to kick off. It is Lee and Currette deep. This is a short kick that Lee will pick up at about his own 20. Looks for a hole. He breaks one, but runs into a pile. Brought down at about the 34-yard line by a host of Toms River South Indians. And the Jaguars will go back on the attack.
A couple of scoring updates as Jackson begins their drive on the 34-yard line. Charlie Volker has picked up right where he left off. A 62-yard touchdown run. Rumson leads Lakewood 7-0. Tries an onside kick. Lakewood recovers, and Chappelle Cook goes 31 yards for Lakewood, misses the point. Lakewood trails at 7-6. That's a big game as far as power points is concerned.
First and 10, Jaguars from their own 34. DeMeo hands off to Golic. He breaks around the right side. He's got some room, breaks a tackle and more, and almost goes very long. He got the first down, and he was just about to break what might have been the last tackler to bring him down, but he is brought down at about the 46-yard line, 47. So a first down, and it's all about the offense so far tonight here as both teams have had no trouble moving the football.
RBC Manalapan, RBC on the board again. Mike Cordova, a 5-yard touchdown run. Manalapan trails it 14-0 early in quarter number two.
First and 10 from the 47. DeMeo under center. Back to pass. Looks deep downfield. He's got a man open. It's Johnson wide open. Hits him in stride. He's into the end zone for a Jaguar touchdown. Wow, what fireworks here. 53-yard pass play just after a 53-yard touchdown on the ground.
I tell you, we said it. DeMeo can throw the football when he has to. He just doesn't throw it a whole lot. 2 for 2 on the night. And that time a 53-yard strike to Kyle Johnson right on the money.
Johnson's first touchdown of the season came in with 10 catches for 168 yards, and he's now in the TD column.
None any bigger than that one of his 10, that's for sure, and now 11. But I tell you, beautiful pass right in stride, right on the money. Impressive. Joe DeMeo.
Calhoun looks to even things up. Kick is up, and that one looks good, and he sure does. My goodness, it didn't take long. As a matter of fact, it took 50 seconds for Jackson Memorial to even things up, and a defensive coordinator's nightmare coming true, Ed. Four possessions, four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns and two big ones. And as you mentioned, how ironic is that? Both touchdowns, 53 yards. One on the ground, one in the air. But Jackson still has to come up with a way to contain this Indian ground game.
Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Tom's River has been a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Same old guy, just a new name.
Couple other scores.
Go ahead, Ed. Pass them along.
Homedale leads Pinelands 14-7. Pinelands picked up their first win via a forfeit over Monsignor Donovan in a game played in week one.
Both you and I picked Pinelands in the Gold Coast Cadillac picks this week.
I believe that game started early, too, didn't it? I think. So they could be into the second half there.
Here's the kickoff. It'll bounce at about the 15 and go out of bounds as it was Parker who had all kinds of trouble fielding it.
Yeah, unfortunately, he hit it before it went out of bounds, so the Indians will start it from what? Here's a shocker, Kevin. I'll give it to you. Donovan Catholic up on top of St. John Vianney, 7-3. David Calderon started this one with a 65-yard kickoff run, and then Joey Rozelle ran it in from 12 yards. So undefeated St. John Vianney trails in that one, but it's early.
All right, so the kickoff will actually pin Tom's River South back to their own 10-yard line. So an area on the field where you certainly want to be careful.
Yes. Point Pleasant Beach up 14-0 in their contest.
Berry fakes the handoff to Green, keeps it himself, goes around the right side, gets a couple, brought down by Tyler Towns, the junior outside linebacker. We'll give him 3 on the play. Second down and 7 at the 13. 8:15 left in the second quarter, tied at 14 here. Tom's River South and Jackson.
In a very exciting contest
far. Yeah.
Neither defense has come up big yet. We need a 3-and-out here by somebody. Not really. I'm not rooting, but...
Berry will keep it himself again, and really just kind of, Ed, not much on that play. It's just like Tymir Berry takes the snap, and Tymir Berry looks for a hole. The whistles blow here, maybe a little bit of pushing and shoving, and no big deal, no harm, no foul, but no gain either.
No gain, right.
So now at a bad spot on the field, they'll give him a yard, actually. A rough spot on the field. You don't want to go 3-and-out and turn it over here. The Indians faced with a third down and a long 6.
Now you're looking to turn it over inside your own territory if they have to punt from their own end zone.
Parker comes to a right, Hearn to the left, Berry back to pass. He rolls to his right, looks downfield for Sosa.
Oh, I think he got it.
Now they're going to say it's skipped up.
Wide
Sosa
open.
Was wide open,
yep.
And Berry just kind of threw a low line drive, and Sosa tried to get his arms underneath it, but the referee said the ball skipped off the turf, and it'll be fourth down, and we'll have our first punt of the night. It will be Schiffer right on the end line, right on the goal line. Let's see if the Jaguars come after this one. They've got 10 men on the line of scrimmage. They're coming. Schiffer, a left-footed kicker, gets it away. It's a short punt. It will take a little bit of a south bounce, but the Jaguars win the game of field position that time with the three and out, and then off the short punt, they will start this drive on the Toms River South 40-yard line with 6:54 left in the second quarter.
Yeah, that's not what you want to do, give the Jaguars a short field, and good job by Jackson. We said we needed a three and out, and the Jaguars did get the three and out. Force punt south to punt from their own end zone. Pretty good job getting the ball out to the 40, but now the Jaguars, good field position.
In motion goes Curette. DeMeo, the handoff to, couldn't tell, that is Vinny Lee, who will get about five or six. Good first down carry. You get 5 yards on first down all night long, and you're going to be a winning football team.
Yeah, that's for sure. Meanwhile, South has not really done that except for the one pop by Green where he popped it for 53 yards. It's been mainly buried with those third and longs converting.
Yep.
And, Lee, of course, the big touchdown pass by Burry.
Lee has gone over 600 yards rushing on the season with his effort so far tonight. Here's DeMeo to Lee again. He'll get more. He'll go around the right side. He's got five. He's got ten. He's got a first down. Breaks a tackle. Goes outside. And deep into Indian territory before he's knocked out of bounds at around the 10. Let's see where they spot it. Vinny Lee off the right side. Broke a couple of tackles. Somebody looked like they tried to grab his jersey. He just shook that off. The ball will sit right on the 10. They'll drop the chains, so it will be a first down and goal.
Right from the 10.
6 minutes left in the second quarter, and the Jaguars poised to take the lead for the first time tonight.
Cole Collins, the big fullback, lines up in front of Vinny Lee.
And Collins will lead him into the line of scrimmage. Lee will go off the left side. He'll get a couple. 54, Todd Stuber. First on the scene to make the tackle. Sophomore defensive end.
Brick Memorial on the board again, Kevin, in a real big one. They lead it 14-0 over Middletown South. Remember, Middletown South lost last week 20-3 to Manalapan. Manalapan's getting handled tonight by RBC 14-0 so far. So Memorial out 14-0 with 4:50 left in the first half at Middletown South. Good job.
Eagles better get the cure for that hangover real quick.
That was a Tim Santiago pass to Carl Coombe for 32
yards. Second and
goal.
DeMeo rolls right, looks in the end zone. He's got a man. It's a touchdown to the big tight end, Brody Graham. DeMeo rolled right. Graham just sort of drifted out right in the end zone, and DeMeo hit him for his second touchdown pass of the night.
Yeah, he sort of just hooked over the middle there and found the open spot. You know, he does what Jason Witten for the Cowboys does every game. He just sort of finds that open spot in there, and DeMeo rolled right and hit him. 3 for 3 for DeMeo on the night, right?
Yep.
Two touchdown passes, and Calhoun will try to give Jackson, well, they have their first lead, their first 7-point lead of the night. And it's good.
And it is good. So with 4:56 left, Jackson 21, Toms River South 14. We'll step out for a 30-second break. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Back here at Detweiler Stadium, where Jackson has taken the lead over Toms River South, 21-14. Kevin Williams and Ed Sarluka, Brad Buriscato here. Zach Collins back at the studios of the Shore Sports Network. We hope you're enjoying tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week. Jackson's now set the kickoff. Calhoun with a good kick. It will be fielded about the 5-yard line. That is think that was Parker, right? Number three?
Yes, it was.
Isaiah Parker.
Yep.
He'll get it back to about the close to the 30-yard line. They'll mark it at the 28, first and 10, Toms River South.
Isn't it amazing, Kevin, that we actually have a World Series going on and nobody talks about it?
Really? There's baseball being played tonight? Oh, look at this.
Of course. Oh, very nice.
Well, they take care of us here.
Our lunch just came out. Our dinner? Whatever.
First and 10. Here's Berry. Keeps it again. Makes a couple of moves, and we'll get a couple of yards, and that's about it. And, Ed, you just almost feel like it's an ad-lib type of thing. And if Berry doesn't make a play, there's not going to be a play.
Yeah, although Green did pop that one for 53. It's something they haven't done a whole lot of this year. They need more of. But that's why they keep doing it, because you've got to keep the Jaguars honest in the middle. Otherwise, Berry's going to be shut down on the outside.
So it is second down and 8 as we get close to the 4-minute mark here in the opening half. Green is the back. In motion goes Kosh. Berry up the middle of the Green. That was the touchdown play, and boy, there's no touchdown this time as Green is brought down right away. Cole Collins, the fullback and also one of the inside linebackers, makes the stop. And here we go again, Ed. There's been too many of these third down and longs for Toms River South. It's 3rd and 8, and you really don't want to have a back-to-back 3-and-outs and put your defense back on the field because they have not been able to stop anything.
Right. It's funny how Cole Collins has just taken over for Kenny Bradley this
year.
Here's
Berry back to pass pressure. Whoa. He escapes one. He's not going to escape this one. Zach Tetro hauls down Tymir Berry for a big loss. Tetro's 6th sack of the season.
I hope our listeners had a chance to hear Zach as a timeout for Jackson, by the way, with 3:17 left until halftime. So I want to preserve some time here as the Indians will have to punt. But anyway, I hope our listeners heard Zach Tetro on the air and our Investors Bank Thursday night high school football show. Handled himself very well, as did head coach Walt Kristopic. Talked about the play last week, which he won for the Jaguars as he picked up a Tim Santiago fumble for Brick Memorial and ran it in 5 yards on a option play that was blown up in the backfield, happened to be in the right spot. Same way just there on that sack. What was that, number 6, Kev? Is that what you said?
Number 6 sack.
Number 6 sack. That's a lot of sacks in 1 year, especially only 6 games.
Came in tonight with 61 tackles, 38 solos, 9 tackles for loss. It's now 10 after that play. And here goes Schiffer again. He'll punt from inside his 5. A bad snap over his head, and that's going to be a safety.
There we go.
It is starting to unwind here for the Indians of Toms River South.
Matt Schiffer had no chance on that. Well over his head. Best thing that could have happened there was that ball go out of the end zone for the 2. By the way, Nick Lubashier from Eddie Hahn again on a long touchdown, and it's 21-0 RBC. The game everybody wanted to see is turning into a blowout.
Right now it's not the game that Alapin fans want to see.
Yeah.
So Jackson Memorial's put 23 on the board this quarter. Remember, they trailed 7-0 after 1. And they're going to get the ball back following the safety.
Worst play in football right here. The safety, because you give up 2 points and you've got to kick it back, and you've got to kick it back from your own 20-yard line. It's a tough.
You have the option of kicking it off the tee, kick off or a punt. Schiffer is going to punt it from his own 20-yard line, and Jackson should get great field position again. And it is crunch time for the South defense. They need to come up with a stop. Left-footed punt, not very far.
Thought he called balls, a fair catch, didn't he?
Ball's bouncing around. It will be recovered by Connor Testa. So it will be Jaguars football. First down and 10 at their own 39 with 3:02 left. Plenty of time here to try and mount another scoring drive.
By the way, Middletown South has scored against Brick Memorial. They trail 14-7, 2:50 left until halftime there. So our game here is mirroring that game at Middletown South. 14-7, Brick Memorial. Jackson will try to get on the board again here. May have to go up top to do it.
DeMayo calls signals. Hands the ball off. And I think that was...
It's hard to see those little backs.
Yeah, that was Golic that time.
Yep, number 8.
And he got nowhere. He lost a yard.
Yep.
Good stop by Todd Stuber. So it's second down and 11. The clock is ticking. We're at 2:40 left in the second quarter.
And I do not believe, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think Matt Castronova has touched it on
offense. He has not.
And remember, two games he's played, he's gone 70-plus yards for touchdowns.
He's got three touchdowns in two games. In motion comes Lee. Fake handoff. DeMayo looks for Castronova. And that one is short. Boy, Khalil Green had interception all over. He read that play as they tried to hit Castronova down the left sideline. But fortunately for the Jaguars, the ball hit.
Pass was low, yeah.
The pass was low and bounced harmlessly into the turf. Third down and 11.
DeMayo's first incompletion of the night.
You are correct. If you're south here, Ed, and you get a stop, the clock is stopped, you will get the ball back with a chance.
Sure.
Third down and 11. Kyle Johnson goes wide right.
Zero
Castronova
backs.
And Curette to the left. Here's DeMayo. Pressure. Can he escape it? He
nope.
Cannot. Brought down.
South should call a timeout here. And they do. Good job.
Look like Joe Odebede among those in there for the sack.
You love saying that name, don't you?
Boy, it's a great name.
Odebede.
Odebede.
Who, by the way, does a pretty good job on the pregame music also, right?
We couldn't find him on the field. He was the guy in charge of the music.
He was up here in the booth to turn on the music.
The Indians have called timeout to stop the clock with 2:04, so they will get it back. So kind of worked out fairly well for them. The safety was bad, but they were going to give Jackson good field position anyway. And now the Indians will get it back if they can get a return here.
You know, the problem on that drive started with the punt from the safety from the 20.
Which,
when they let the ball hit the ground,
yep.
It bounced around. They were lucky to recover it, first of all, recovered it. You know, inside their own 40-yard line, unable to get a first down through it, which automatically stops the clock on the incompletion.
Lofton and Cotillo will go back at about their own 35 to await the punt. Good snap. Not a good punt. End over end will take a bounce that Jackson will down, and the Indians will get great field position out of this change of possession. They will start at about their own 43 with a minute and 53 left. Plenty of time, of course. Passing has not been one of South's fortes this year, although Berry does have a nifty touchdown pass to Sosa tonight. Let's see if they can mount any kind of passing game here.
Yeah, may have to get it up here with 1:53. I believe they have two timeouts left.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
Isaiah Parker will stay wide to the right. Francis Hearn goes wide to the left. Sosa and Kosh, the wings. In motion is Sosa. Hand off to Green and did not fool anyone. You know, they've tried that play about six times. Five of them netted about 5 yards. The one, of course, was 53 and a touchdown.
And that's why you keep doing it. That's the basic play in the offense, in the spread offense, that dive into the middle.
Gain of 2, 2nd and 8. Berry back to pass. Pressure rolls to his left. Now he'll break the containment and look to make a play. One nice move. He'll get another one. He'll be brought down very close to the first down. I think he'll have the first down. The clock is ticking.
I think he's going to be a little short, Kevin. I look like I'm right on the line up here in the booth.
And I think that...
Yeah, they're going to measure
close.
It, but yeah, it's...
This will be a break for South, though. They'll stop the clock to measure. The Indians should call a play. I'm going to give him the first down. I think he's got it by the nose of the football.
Okay, I'll go the other way, just
all
to
right.
Be different. I say he needs a couple inches.
Matter of fact,
not going to make
I
it.
I guarantee
too much of a
you, difference. Eddie's got a first down.
Okay. I'll bet you a hot dog.
You're on. Either way, we know where that's coming from.
Hey, short, couple inches. I told you I was right on it, Kev.
All right, give him that hot dog, Brad.
Well, the Indians, what that does do to the Indians is it forces them to go for the first down before they can run a first down play again.
They'll
They've
set the chains and
the
then
first.
Start the clock, and there they go, minute and 13 and ticking. Berry, probably a quarterback sneak under center, and it is, and he's got the first down.
So now they should get to the line right away after they set the chains.
Right. They'll stop the clock to set the chains. Ball at the 45-yard line of Jackson. Plenty of time, a minute and three.
First down, Indians.
Berry back in the shotgun. Takes the snap, rolls right. He'll break containment. He'll get five, he'll get ten. Should get out of bounds. Lowered his head on Castronova.
51 seconds left. Plenty of time for the Indians.
Another first down. Clock will stop as he went out of bounds.
See, the, way, the, 31. Berry runs, the way Berry runs, Kevin, you don't have to throw the ball. Because he picks
amazing.
Up big chunks at a time.
A two-minute offense, and they haven't thrown it yet. Berry calls the play at the line of scrimmage. Kosh in motion. Berry again will keep it up the middle this time and very little. Went right up the middle and right into a couple of guys in white uniforms, including Adante Davis and Brody Graham. And the Indians will call a timeout, Ed.
Yeah, that'll force them to take their second of three timeouts. Raritan Rockets taking care of Point Pleasant Borough. 18-0 for Raritan up there.
Boy, Burrow's been offensively challenged all season. They've had a decent year under Sean Henry. We saw him last week
they won
against
their first
Barnegat.
Three, right?
They won their
yeah.
– well, they lost – no, they lost
oh, they
one
lost
in there.
Early, that's right. Yeah.
But they've just had a lot of trouble really putting points on the board. And down 18, that will make it a very difficult comeback. Situation here, we've got 43 seconds left. Jackson leads Toms River South 23-14. The Indians have the ball. Second and nine at the Jaguars 30.
Got a little update from RBC right after this play.
Here's Berry back to pass. He's got a man open. Oh. Kosh is wide open, and that should be a touchdown.
It is.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, Jaden Kosh slipped out of it. He set up as a wingback. Nobody had ever picked him up. He was wide open. It was just a matter of Berry seeing him.
Well, Jackson has shown some vulnerability tonight on defense, both through the air. It's a second touchdown pass for Tymir Berry. And also somewhat on the ground as the Indians have rolled up some yardage from Berry. And, of course, Green has got himself close to 70 yards. So the only difference in this one, if the point goes through by Schiffer, is the safety.
Schiffer, left-footed kicker. That's kind of a knuckler, but you know what? It doesn't matter. It goes through.
Right.
So with 36 seconds left, a very impressive drive by Toms River South. Only needed to throw it once, completed one, a 30-yard pass to Jaden Kosh, and we've got a 23-21 nail-biter here.
Yes, we do.
You have the over?
I took the under in this one.
You're
but
in
anyway,
trouble.
Up at RBC, RBC driving again, and Jimmy Portella's son just caught a 23-yard completion. Why is that important, Kev?
Well, it's the coach's
remember?
Son.
Yeah, but also
he's been out.
He had been out the whole season. His hip, right?
I think
Didn't
you're
he
right.
Fracture his hip or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, had a pretty major injury. Yeah,
yeah. And Jimmy had said when we had him on, he was coming back hopefully near the second half of the season. Well, he is now back, so that's good to hear. His son is a senior.
I think you're
wide
right.
Receiver.
Yep. So Schiffer will kick off for South. And, boy, what you got to do here is you just don't want to give up anything if you're South in these last 36 seconds.
Well, we keep saying that, and it keeps happening, right? Middletown South Brick Memorial at the half, 14-7 Brick Memorial.
Schiffer with a kind of a knuckler of a kick, and Lee will pick it up at his own 14-yard line. We'll go around the right side. He'll try to get outside. Is there can South contain him?
Oh, late.
Flag down. Flags down. That's going to be a block in the back or a hold. It really won't matter.
24 seconds left after that return in which he picked it up on the numbers on the left side of the field, ended up going out of bounds on the right side of the field. So he ran about 50 yards. And guess what? All the running goes for naught because the ball is going back 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which will put the ball somewhere near the 10-yard line or maybe the 12-yard
line. Hold, and I would imagine they'll take a knee and get out of here.
Two holds, yep. Of course, one can't get two penalties.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way.
I hear the Indian bell. Is that for points?
The Indian's doing the push-up. He had to do 21 of them.
21. He's in good shape. No shirt on tonight. Yeah. Tells you what kind of night it is tonight. You know the four, the Indians, what, you know, like maroon, right? Super maroon. Do you know all four?
Princess isn't one of them.
One's a princess.
I don't know.
I see her down there. And super maroon. And I figured you'd know. Come on. Your kids went through Indian land here.
I'm a Golden Eagle. What do I know? We had a guy with an eagle headdress. They're going to take a snap, and that's going to be the end of what was a very entertaining first half. The teams will head to the locker rooms with Jackson Memorial owning a 23-21 lead over Toms River South.
And Jackson will get the ball to start the second half as they deferred their choice.
We're going to step aside. It's time to have a hot dog or a Jersey Mike sub. We'll do that now. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.